10 o'clock. We'll go ahead and get started. Good morning. I'd like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress to order, 2020 HUNCA session. Today's date is April the 9th, 2020. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 10 agenda. The first item on the agenda is prayer. And I've asked Congressman Maker if he would render our morning prayer for us.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Oba Tukumba. Itatsuwakanti Jinke. Mampa de Shia Wiki, they are what they apply. Do it say Nikashi Ankaliapa, Wajaji Nikashi Bakede, Wala Pikumba. Kahika Owak, Kistomai Bakede, Wala Pikumba. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day, and we're going to ask you to guide us and give us your blessing as we're in this holy week leading up to Easter. So, Heavenly Father, we're going to ask you to give us the wisdom and guidance and the strength to carry on through these hard times our nation's facing. We're facing some of the hardest times that we've had in modern times. So, Heavenly Father, we're going to ask you to help us through these times and keep this sickness and all sickness away from our people, our children, our elders. They're so precious to us, Heavenly Father. We're going to ask you to give all of our people a blessing and keep them safe. And we're going to ask you to just give us your guidance, forgive us our sins, and help us to live the life that you have given us. So we ask these in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Congressman Maker. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Garcia.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Good morning, everyone, again. Next on the agenda is approval of the journal. You take a few minutes to go over the journal at this time, please.
Speaker, I have two items I noticed on the journal.
Congresswoman Stabler.
On page 3. Motion to appeal the decision of the chair. The last line of that paragraph says the motion was seconded and passed. I believe it was seconded and failed.
That is correct.
And the second one is on page 5. It says Speaker Tillman referred 2008 to enrollment. That was also a failed bill. So does it go to enrollment at that point? Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Speaker Tillman, Walker.
Congressman Walker.
Yeah, review the journal, cut those two things. So at this point, I'll make a motion to approve the journal as amended.
Motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Next, we're on reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees at this time? Seeing none. Next item is reports of standing committees. Do we have any reports of standing committees at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, sir. Government Office met April 8, 2020 at 3:30 to consider legislation. The committee looked at CA 1963. The sponsor was Congressman Joe Tillman. Final committee action was passed as a committee substitute. Voting results, 5 yes, Good Fox, Tillman, Maker, Walker, and Big Horse. 1 no vote, Congressman Potts. And then the committee looked at, hold on just a second. ONCA 20-34, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,166,000 from the permanent treasury for the Osage Nation government operations and government services to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Congressman Joe Tillman. Final committee action was voting yes, Walker, and no vote. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Are there any other reports of standing committees? Seeing none. Next item on the agenda is General Order Day 1, second reading. ONCA 20-13, an act to amend ONCA 14-39, revise the compensation of the chief trial judge and associate judges of the Osage Nation Trial Court in accordance with Article 7 of the Osage Nation Constitution to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is myself. Next item on the agenda, General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First is ONCR 20-01, a resolution to recognize the employees of Osage Casinos for their perseverance in the face of Governor Stitt's claims about the compact. I don't see who was the sponsor here. That was the resolution sponsored by Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Hearing none, ONCR 20-01 will advance to third reading on Monday's agenda. Next is ONCR 20-09, a resolution to support and express appreciation for all of the first responders of the Osage Nation for their dedication, courage, and service in helping our communities in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Hearing none, ONCR 20-09 will advance to third reading on Monday's agenda. Next is ONCR 20-10, a resolution to support and express appreciation for the employees of the Wajahji Health Center for their dedication, courage, and service in caring for patients in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Hearing none, ONCR 20-10 will advance to third reading on Monday's agenda. Next, ONCR 20-11, a resolution to support and express appreciation for all legislative branch employees for their dedication, courage, and service in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Hearing none, ONCR 20-11 will advance to third reading on Monday's agenda. Next, we are on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices at this time?
Speaker, Tillman?
Yes, is that Congresswoman Pratt?
Angela?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I just didn't want to adjourn yet. I don't know if there's any other motions because I have a motion, but I'm trying to get it sent to you. But could I ask the clerk to pull up the email that was forwarded to us from Gina Red Eagle on April 3rd? Shanna, can I ask you to do that, please?
I'm looking for it.
Okay. Thank you. You sent it to us. Oh, darn it, I just lost it. Anyways, Speaker, I would like to either just request or move to request that you read the email from, I think it's from Elizabeth Homer, regarding the notice of selection for the Select Committee of Inquiry.
Yes.
Because we do not, thus far, I don't guess we would have anything that puts it into the official record of Congress or on a journal. So I would request that you read that, please.
Okay. I'm waiting for it to pop up on my computer unless the clerk has a hard copy.
Yeah, I was going to put it together in motion, but I don't want to leave anything out, so
sure.
It's not that long of an email, so thank you.
Well, I'll make a motion, Edwards. Move to include the Homer letter in the journal of today.
Going to do it, so I don't guess we need a motion.
Okay, Congresswoman Pratt has requested that I read this, so I'll continue and do so. This is the... from the Osage Nation Judicial Branch, Notice of Selection, Select Committee of Inquiry. Dear Speaker Tillman and members of the Congress, and this was addressed to all of the members of Congress, the Osage Nation Supreme Court is in receipt of the March 30th, 2020 correspondence from your office, advising the court that the Osage Nation Congress approved a motion to form a select committee of inquiry to investigate allegations made against Congresswoman Shannon Edwards. The communication further invokes Rule 12.11E of the Rules of Osage Nation Congress, which provides that the Chief Justice of the Osage Nation Supreme Court must appoint a Supreme Court Justice to select 5 members of Congress to serve on the Select Committee of Inquiry. Chief Justice Drent has assigned me to make the selection of the 5 members who shall comprise the Select Committee of Inquiry, and by this letter, I am communicating the names of the members selected to serve. Other than the respondent, only one other member was not considered for selection because Rule 12.1.1F prohibits the movement from serving on such committee. Accordingly, Congresswoman Pratt was excluded from consideration for membership of the Select Committee of Inquiry. That was everything that was sent. There is a continuance here. Please be advised that because I am assigned the duty of selecting the members of the Select Committee of Inquiry, Rule 12.14C prohibits me from presiding over a removal trial should one be held. With that understanding, I have selected the following members to serve on the Select Committee of Inquiry and shall have no further participation in this matter. Speaker Joe Tillman, Congresswoman Alice Goodfox, Congressman Archie Mason, Second Speaker Paula Stabler, and Congressman R.J. Walker. Thank you for your service to the Osage Nation. Respectfully, Elizabeth Loha Homer, Associate Justice.
Okay, Speaker, I would like to go ahead and move that that be included on the journal.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, Edward. I'm going ahead and making it in the form of a motion, Speaker.
Congresswoman Pratt.
This is second. Yes, I'm ready. Point of order, Edward.
One moment, please. Congresswoman Pratt, do you want to make your motion?
Yes, sir. I was asserting it, and then Brandy seconded for me. Thank you.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Point of order, Edwards.
Congresswoman Edwards.
My question is, are you including the email or the letter or your reading of the letter in the journal? And if you're quoting the reading of the letter, is that proper for all of us? We can move to include emails and orders and letters in the journal from this point forward, or?
I would say during this uncertain time of meeting how we are meeting that I'm just saying it should be allowed during this session only. I think that was part of the when we.
Okay, Speaker, I will reword my motion. I would like to move that the speaker reading the letter, because I believe she states it is, and by this letter. So please note the reading of the notice of selection, Select Committee of Inquiry, sent by Elizabeth Loha Homer. So.
Did she need to withdraw the previous motion? Okay, so we have a new motion.
Second, Brandy.
There's a motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor of the motion?
Can you repeat the motion, please?
Clerk.
Congresswoman Pratt, please let me know if this is correct. I have that the motion is to include the reading of the notice of selection by Associate Justice Loha Homer in the journal.
Yes. I mean, I believe that suffices what just happened. I don't know that it's that trivial. I'm just asking. The letter was read. So as long as it says the letter was read regarding the Select Committee of Inquiry. So yes.
There's a motion on the floor and a second from Congresswoman Lemon. Any further discussion?
Okay, wait a minute.
Oh my gosh.
Really? Well, I don't think we should have to get that trivial, but since we are, I would like to make sure that not just the fact that it was read, but the letter is included, attached, the whole thing. The letter is attached to the journal. Or at least I don't want just that he read it, but that the text.
Okay, so it sounds like we need another motion.
So would
yeah,
you,
I'm sorry, I was.
You're fine. You're fine.
Writing. Okay. Yes, just to attach the letter received by Elizabeth Loha Homer on April 3rd, 2020.
Okay, for clarification, I'm going to have the clerk repeat the motion.
For clarification, are you wanting to add that portion to the motion that was already made, or is this completely separate?
Mr. Speaker, I would like to make a motion for a recess so the motion can be put in writing.
So what I have, Congresswoman Pratt, is a motion to include the reading of the notice of selection by Associate Justice Loha Homer and to attach the letter of the of the selection dated April 3rd, 2020.
Yes, but when you, the notice of selection, can you just include the notice of selection for the Select Committee of Inquiry?
Yes.
Point of inquiry, what she's saying is not what's written. So maybe we do need to move for a recess so she can write out her motion.
It is. It says,
one moment, please.
It says notice of selection, Select Committee of Inquiry.
I'm going to allow for the clerk to write out the complete motion, and we will read it into the body of Congress.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
And if anything is, oh my God, this part right here is, oh my God.
Mr. Speaker, one moment, please.
I want the clerk to be able to write this out and read it into the body of Congress. If we could hold our
points of order and inquiries at this time.
One moment, please.
Okay, so what I have is a motion to include the reading of the notice of selection for the Select Committee of Inquiry by Associate Justice Loha Homer and attach the letter dated April 3rd, 2020.
And there was a second. Congresswoman Lemon, did you second that motion?
Yes, this is Brandy.
Mr. Speaker, the point of order.
There is a point of order from Congressman Potts.
Do the congressional rules allow for the clerk of Congress to submit a motion?
I believe the motion was of clarification read by the clerk of Congress, but the actual motion was presented by Congresswoman Pratt.
I don't believe that that's how it was stated.
There's a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Open the question.
Motion and a second to call for the question. Vote on that, right? This is just call for the question. So we're going to go ahead and vote on the motion. Is that correct? We're voting on the motion to call for the question. All those in favor for calling for the question signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Roll call vote, please.
Move to request that a written copy of the motion made by Congresswoman Pratt.
We're in a roll call vote, please, Congresswoman Edwards. We are in a roll call vote.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Motion passes. Now on motions and notices, are there any further motions and notices at this time?
Mr. Edwards, motion, please.
identify. I don't, who was that? Congressman Mason.
Yes, I'd like to notice that the Health and Social Services will be meeting today at 3:30.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Congresswoman Stabler, do you have a motion or notice? Congresswoman Stabler.
No, sir, I don't believe so.
You have a scheduled meeting, Congressional Affairs meeting today at 1:30.
Oh, yes. Congressional Affairs meeting at 1:30 today.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to raise a point of order. Is a motion to read the papers, or was a motion to read the papers ever entertained by this body?
What was that? I'm told that no. Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to raise a point of information.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The point of information is that your understanding and ruling as a chair that a motion to read the papers is not in order or necessary to read documents before the body.
Are there any other motions and notices?
Congresswoman Edwards, I have a motion. I guess you're not going to address Congressman Potts.
Do you have a motion?
Yes.
With a point of.
But I need a point of clarification first. Do we have a rule that requires motions to be in writing?
I will refer to our legal analyst, Mr. Trey Gill. Could you enlighten us on the conversation we are having, please, sir?
Without reviewing the rules, at this moment, if we're going to make a decision on the fly here, the committees are required to have motions in writing. I believe that motions are supposed to be in writing to the chair in the session. However, it's up to the chair as how they wish to receive them, and they can waive the writing requirement.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. If that be the case, and during these trying times, could we please? I move that we submit motions in writing to the Congress via email prior to making the motion. And I guess that means I need to send one right now.
There's a motion on the floor. Motion dies for lack of a second. Are there any other further motions and notices at this time?
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. Is tomorrow a holiday for the nation?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Good Friday.
Okay. This is Alice Goodfox. So motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Monday.
Second, Brandy.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday morning.